Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. This is Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we have the whole crew today. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Jesse.
Hey everybody, I'm Jesse. I play Oswald, currently a level 4 Inquisitor, and I got a 13. John.
Hold on, I don't know what level I am.
You added a new wrinkle, you weren't supposed to.
I would go last. This is John playing as Lucius, a level 8 sorcerer, and I got a 5. Marshall, you go.
Hey everybody, this is Marshall playing Keegan. I'm a level 8 fighter samurai, and I got a 7. Sean, why don't you go next?
Hey, I'm Sean. I play Fours, who's a level 8 shifter. And I... we're not trying too hard. And I got a 6. Mav.
Hey, I'm Mav. I play Dosh, who is a level 8 swashbuckler. And I got a natty 20.
Oh! Oh.
Let's try for the crit miss. 18.
Oh.
Damn.
Well, I don't have to recap.
So we weren't all there for the last episode. Were we planning on doing a recap?
I mean, I wasn't there.
Do you mean the meeting with Typh?
Yeah.
It was just me and you, John.
For the listeners, that got tacked on to the end of the last episode that we were all in. So that's all one long episode in the actual like release schedule of podcast.
But I don't remember shit. I'm too tired.
And there's actually been enough in game, or not in game, but you know, in world stuff between the last session and this session that maybe it should just be a narrator setting the scene.
Yeah, help us out, Jeff.
We pick up the scene here as our heroes all gather together, now officially in the Justicar department for this temporary mission, are on an airship going across the ocean, approaching Korja on the way to Golden. Before you left, you did speak with Ophelia Hasse, who is able to give you access to the Justicari resources and equipment. Don't worry, I'm not going to make anybody have to listen to a shopping episode, but our players will pick out some stuff and let us know if there's anything cool. Now, you do have each about 20,000 to spend, so keep that in mind. But to kind of give a little fun things for Golden, for a new city that happens to be a little bit more casino-themed bribery, a little bit more cash-focused, you can also save your money for stuff like spending. You can spend 500 GP to give a plus one to a roll that is Int, Wizard, Cha before the roll, or you can spend 1,000 after you know what the result is to alter the roll. Now, this won't make somebody, of course, do something crazy, but effectively, it is a bribe bonus if you're wanting that. As well as, any one of you is welcome to at any time, you know, spend roughly, basically 5,000. Be able to either like flashback or have a contingency set up or retainer with like an NPC. So if you have I call the taxi guy that I planned for to be waiting for us outside, they're there kind of thing.
Mm.
So those are alternate uses to use with that 20,000. Obviously, you guys have them on black cards, so a lot of basic stuff you're able to purchase at will, but this is more to play into the area you're going to. Since you have time on the ship, you are able to do a little bit of research. With access to the Justicari files, right now you can see that you're all set at clearance level 3. It looks like clearance level 5 is the max. Besides looking yourself up, there is quite a bit that you can go find about other topics that you've been wanting to inquire about. And yes, they do get kind of awkwardly specific when you look yourself up. But for right now, we cut to all of you on the ship. It is still summer, so it is nice out. There is a small pool towards the back of this luxury liner that is heading from Duskbanter directly to Golden. It is not stopping in Korja, but will fly by so far. Now that there's no air titans or water titans about, air travel has resumed its normal functions.
It's just suddenly struck by the humorousness of the phrase air titans.
Yeah, I'm having memories of previous characters having encounters with air titans.
Was it difficult?
It depends on the character. For one character, it was a fun fight. For another character, it was an airplane crash that burned off a whole, like, the campaign went in a totally different direction after that.
Pesky titans.
I am definitely going to spend some time looking myself up in the Justicaria files.
Yeah, I can see myself doing that too. Like, I'm going to be at the kind of the bar area by the poolside. I imagine now that we're Justicaria, or kind of, for this role, we're probably not. I'm probably not wearing my speed suit, right? Or my owlbear cloak or anything. We're on.
You can be. That is all depending on what you guys wanted to have purchased or not, or however you want to go about the mission. You know what has to be done. And everybody's kind of talked about it, though I know you and Dosh mentioned potentially doing something different.
I'm not expecting to run in the sky right now, right?
No, as far as that, you guys were immediately put on the ship because they're trying to get you there ahead of when Taro arrives. So by all the house rules, you're already in place before he shows up, so it doesn't count against the rules.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I imagine myself on this boat, not wearing that, but kind of getting back to my normal clothes, which is... Okay. Slacks and dress shirt and a vest, and kind of grimacing over this personal file, like drink like a mocktail or something, and eventually turn it into coffee.
Yeah, it's pretty up to date on the information on it as it goes over Lucius Estebold, covers the fact that parents are missing, grandfather was a perpetual, has references to both your siblings. It does call into that you do have access to magic. And that your siblings do not, references, of course, bold requisitions and several of your main contacts that way, or main contacts you've made through that business.
Mm.
Because you are a caster, it does have you listed as being somewhat dangerous, but it doesn't rank you as anyone who would be a risk to the Empire.
I don't know how much of a risk I could be. So good at dungeon crawl. So good. Filthy. Somebody else do something.
Dosh would look up Tower Optics, what the Justicaria had on that manufacturing company.
Yeah, Tower Optics, manufacturing company created by Skon Kali. No corporate structure found, no employee records found. Company focuses in high-end android creation. Nixon Accord signature not found. Referencing Skon Kali, the Scorn Void scientist focused on constant retrieval and dimensional gap studies.
What was that last part again?
A dimensional gap studies.
Okay, trying to find the dimensional gap.
You are able to extend the link there, and it does reference you. Dosh unit, one of ... confirmed shards of Autumnal as a Dosh creativity.
Does anything on Autumnal, if I look deeper into that?
Autumnal, Bishop class event, android, annulus casualty, allied with Bastion Silver, recovery unconfirmed.
Looks like I'm a shard of this guy. You said he's an android, right?
Correct.
And then I'll look deeper into Dosh, since there seems to be more to me than I realize.
Yeah, I mean, the Dosh units are a class of android.
Mm-hmm.
The article kind of goes to what you've already spoken, or what you've already learned, that most Dosh androids are built for combat or work. They're usually made for aesthetic purposes and observational purposes. More closely designed to mimic humans for testing purposes, as well as to test longevity for other mortal races.
And then the last thing I don't think I'll look up is anything that has on the owner of Tower Optics, Skon Kali?
Yeah, it's a Skon Kali, deceased, Prism Incident Hedron Fields.
Is there any more blue links that I'm seeing in these that aren't clicked?
You would be able to click on Prism, but it says you need C4 or okay. Higher access.
Yeah, I'll spend my time doing that.
So, Keegan, I brought my tactical armor on this trip, but I'm currently wearing one of the Raylan definition suits. One of the Justicaria suits, and I don't know if they've ever been described, but they're kind of like a slightly armored business suit, red and black. And I'll be looking up stuff on the Kabuto Syndicate if the Justicaria had anything on them.
Yeah, the Kabuto Syndicate is a Tier 2 operation, one of the four criminal organizations in the greater Vastwood area. Strong ties with the science community, strong political reach. Head of the Kabuto Syndicate is Taro Shin.
Taro Shin. How much information do they have on Taro Shin specifically?
Taro Shin, head of the Kabuto Syndicate, has one son, Yuno Shin, took over 15 years ago, heavily invested in Basque technologies and several Kenzai reclamation projects. 52 years old, accomplished caster and excelled in military tactics, androgyny skin grafts, arcane tattoos, partner, small link, Reyna Bracer, was killed in a Sandus malfunction 23 years ago. A star child containment failure. And you know that incident, Keegan.
Okay.
Your mother was a guard at that incident.
Okay. I'm also going to reach out to my father briefly, check and see how he's doing, but see what he knows about Shin as well. He's had his hands in some dealings, so he might know a few more things that's not listed here.
Okay, yeah, you'll send a text to Mesa. Won't get back to you right away.
Looking over how it's mentioning my family, and thinking of Xavier, and some of the things that he says offhandedly about Magnus, I'd like to look up Magnus.
Yeah, Magnus Estebold, high class perpetual, caster, planar experience, 63. It does have a note in there that at the time, deceased unverified. Does not list that he had an Alfier himself, but it does list had access to potent magical items and access to Black Library Arsenal.
Anything about any, I don't know, actions he might have taken that might have been good and or bad? Or
just occurring notes on him are fairly minimal, as he didn't do a lot of work in Dusk Banter. But he is ranked as having at least, a yellow status as far as being dangerous to the Empire.
Okay.
Yeah, references a few missions he did on the Verdant Isles that put him as a strong magic user, and that the magic items he had access to brought him up into that range to be at least noted when he entered the country.
Sounds good.
If I get a chance, I'll check in with Oswald, ask him how his doctor's appointment went.
Yeah, it went about like I expected. They gave me some bandages and some vitamins, patched up, wounds from the previous few days, but they can't do anything about this, and I'll kind of hold up my hands.
Can we call them Flint Steel vitamins?
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the right way to just manage it at this point.
Is that what you want to do, is just manage it?
I don't know. I mean, I'm worried because it's dangerous to everybody who's around me, It's not like it's under my control, so I'm worried that someone that I care about is going to get hurt. That's the biggest thing I'm worried about.
So managing it at this point is damage control?
I mean, I don't even know. Like, I'm trying to find ways to, keep them from showing up. Mm-hmm. Or to make them go away when they do show up. I've been working with Jasper a little bit to look into that. It seems like they are more likely to show up if they can smell fear or despair or, negative emotions. Obviously, there's a whole corner thing and the whole darkness thing. So, strangely enough, it seems like, just having a happy attitude and listening to upbeat music and, being around people I like and being in a good mood seems like the best strategy.
Well, if you ever need anything, speak up.
Okay. Thanks, Dosh.
I'll give you, a forearm hug attempt.
I'll give you a hug. Did you ever find out what was up? I don't remember how much you told us about, your encounters with what happened like on your day off and whatnot. I think the last I've heard about how things are going with you is the creepy messages we were getting on the last airship.
I think I talked to you guys a little bit about it. I fought like a big old android outside of Tower Optics. He kept saying that I was... what did he say?
Yeah. I don't remember you talking about that.
Pretty sure I told you guys.
I think you told us that you got in a fight, but I don't think you gave us much details.
This was right before the road trip?
Yeah.
This was our day off thing, yeah. And then we all got back and we were all inside the mansion talking about our days off.
So I guess I would ask just kind of generally then, have you been able to track down anything more about the weird message that we were getting on the airship, or more about I don't know, who you are and where you come from? I know that's kind of a big question mark you're trying to dig into.
We're all on a flying ship thing, right? A pop flop down onto the sun chair next to you with the laptop, and be like, yeah, I've been digging into these Jessicari files and I found out a lot more from them than I have from anything else. Apparently I'm some part of an Audimal, potentially, which would make sense because he kept saying I was part of a hole and that he's gonna return me to the original.
I don't know what an Audimal is, but from the context it sounds like it's some kind of I don't know, hive mind that got split into individual beings or something? Is that what you're dealing with?
My best guess. Yeah, I think I just weird. Big, angry android, but hive mind makes sense.
Is that something you want? Do you want to be back?
No. Oh, no.
Okay. I mean, that sounds terrifying to me, but I don't know.
No. If I meet another one of those guys, I'm going to have to do what I did last time and smack them around a little bit.
So you're looking to manage it?
Yeah.
I'll also be eavesdropping and I'll flop down in.
We'll lean back in my chair a little bit
next time.
Yeah, join the party.
You manage it.
Huh. So, I mean, how was that even going to work? Like, somebody showed up, like a different, I don't know, slice of this hive mind showed up to fight you, and that was going to somehow bring you back?
Apparently, I've done this multiple times, and I keep returning, and then they free me again. So that's what it sounded like, now that it's all coming back. They kept saying the self would like me to return, but I'm more prone to independence than the other shards.
Huh. Okay. I mean, I have no idea how that seems weird that the way to get you to rejoin the collective or whatever is to fight you into, I don't know, to death? Is that what they were going for?
I think I might have initiated that one. I think he was trying to talk me into it.
Okay. Do they all look like you?
He didn't, no. He was huge. He had six glowing blue eyes, massive oversized arms, and he could, like, charge them up to, like, empower his swings.
That's pretty crazy. Okay, so they might not look like you, but they, or at least the one you encountered, doesn't look like a regular android. I was about to say normal. I was like, well, that might be a little bit racist.
Yeah, not like a regular android. Definitely a customized one. But it would make sense because apparently my core, the doctors have told me, is shoved in my body in a very not technical way.
Huh.
Someone just took the core of my being and just forced it into this frame. So this isn't my original self, I think.
Well, is there an original self for you?
I don't know. Well, my memories only go as far as waking up in that terribly tacky penthouse.
Hmm. Yeah, this is like the first time I've really like thought about what it means, like what existentially it means to be an android, even though, you know, I was basically raised by a couple of them. I never really thought of them as like, how do you think about your like chassis in terms of like how it connects to your identity?
Yeah, well, like, and if you're raised by like your parents, right, they're kind of eternal. Mm-hmm. You don't really start thinking about their...
Yeah, exactly. I've thought of them as just people, you know. It's like, and so like their form is just part of who they are, but like it sounds... No, it's, that's kind of a naive way of thinking about it when you're dealing with androids.
Yeah, and you can see as I shimmy forearms and my skin changes color. I don't really have issues with changing myself drastically because it's like clothes to me.
Hmm. I'm kind of troubled and think like maybe it's less like, I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about souls and what bodies they might belong in. Maybe it's not normal to think that an android would just shift cores. Maybe this is, I don't know, a disturbing event for Dosh. Why they wouldn't remember anything before it.
That's a good point. Could be a traumatic experience that I'm not remembering because of that. Huh. But I'm here now, and I like you guys, and I feel like we're going to have to find a way to kill a freaking brilliant mobster.
Well, we were talking about that. Maybe we don't exactly have to kill them.
Are we going to hire them?
Blind.
It says fate worse than death. Employment.
Join the Amon team today.
Welcome to the family.
Do you have any ideas on how to pull that off?
Well, we could win the house war in a fashion that doesn't involve killing them. Who's done research on this person yet?
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Our house is Amon?
I think that's how we see it.
Yes.
And their house is this Kabuto syndicate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Typh has left it to us. So we could lose the house war and Kabuto syndicate could legally take Amon.
How would we lose the house war?
Yeah, I think
any number of ways. We could turn ourselves in and give them the Logallo victory.
I don't think we count as like important enough like people in the war for that to work. Like we're not Primeros or anything like that. We don't have coins. We're just people in the house.
We'd have to kidnap Typh and give Typh to
okay
the Kabuto syndicate.
All right, yeah, that is much trickier.
Yeah, so then it becomes like, which of these two very dangerous people is it? Are we better going after?
If there's some way that we could do the Oromech of 1v1.
Typh was saying that I think that's what they were, that's their plan. I think Typh and this guy are going to battle Tully, right?
Oh.
Are going to one-on-versus-one fight, but he wants us to kill him before that happens.
Okay, oh fuck.
Taro, I think?
Taro, yeah, sorry.
Taro Shield.
Yeah, I think they are limiting it to a one-on-one fight, which means, I don't know, that one of them has to die or surrender or whatever, but assassins are still on the table.
Where's that in writing?
That pinned to the chat.
Yeah, we're the Balin. Assassins are permitted, but they must have infiltrated the besieged house before the week of the conflict is decided, which is why Typh put us on a plane post-haste and sent us on the way.
Trying to get us in there.
Before, yeah.
Conflict is considered resolved if one of the house leaders surrender, killed, or if they're removed as house leader.
That's what we're thinking. If we could try to get...
Yeah, get him to step down and put his son in charge.
Yeah.
You know, shame.
Everyone lives. He loses the house war, but he lives.
Yeah.
But if the... Who's the agitator? Is it us? Because we're the ones who gave them the basket, the wine basket in the first place?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Amon is.
So if Amon is victorious, so even if he does like step down as house leader, he doesn't die, but Amon gains all rights to property as employees for up to 1 year. So they become like a subsidiary of Amon for at least a year, and I suspect Typh would have ways of doing quite a bit within that year to make it essentially permanent.
He just move all the boys out.
Yeah, I mean, he could just sell all the assets, right?
Yeah.
Himself, has somebody probably looked up their profile yet to see why Typh wouldn't just want to fight them one-on-one?
I mean,
we can have the group here as they start typing into the Jessicari system.
I've been looking them up a little bit.
What do they have on Taro?
What do they have on Typh?
There's no classification, I think.
We won't have access to that.
No, we'll have access to Typh. Just like founding father of greatness.
It's be like a Trump website.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Greatest guy there ever was.
Picture of Pike smiling and he's going,
Dressed like Elvis.
Typh is listed very similarly to how you looked up Audible, where it does have Typh Raylan, Bishop Class Event, C5 clearance required.
Bishop Class Event?
What's a bishop?
Yeah. What's that mean, Dosh? Seems like you're the one driving the laptop.
I clicked the link to Bishop Class Event just to get a description of what that is.
Bishop Class Events are high-end, powerful either moments, creatures, or places that they have not found a counter to. There are Rook Class Events as well as Knight Class Events, with Knight Class Events being things that are extraplanar that have a direct effects to us, ones that are outside of the reach of Justicari, and Rook Class Events that usually refer to ones that have counters for them already.
Who's listed under Rook? Or do we not have clearance for it?
So like if you're just searching for Rook Class Events, just seeing what pops up as the first few results?
Yeah, yeah. So either alphabetically or... I'm curious what superpowers they have a Batman solution to.
Find out. He wants to see, who's a person? Is there somebody we recognize as, like... Is there a guy that's a Rook Class Event?
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
It's probably some guy we don't know.
Like, yeah, we've got this Martian Manhunter type guy, but
yeah,
it's okay because we know this thing about him. But if it's all like super dry stuff about spells, then never mind.
Jim the Epic Commoner.
Jim?
You have to separate him from his Vorpal Shovel.
Yeah, his plus 8 Vorpal Shovel.
He'll be neutralized.
You just have to talk about his dead family that he's buried until he cries. You have any friends left? I've buried them all.
Dude, a Vorpal Shovel would be so nice to have in real life, though.
So it'd bring up a Rook Class Event. Not a lot of these look familiar or anything, but one of them would be referenced to a Scion of Zeldoric. A Rook Class Event captured in a Tier 5 Black Site in Dust Banter, restrained and confined. Another Rook Class creature is F1N4L3, or Funfully, which appears to be the last Marit tasked by Mechanus, that is an A tier 4. I'm on Blacksight and Duskmantor. They reference two prism sights as part of this, but those do require higher clearance to get more information.
Nice.
Were the Titans, the Air Titan and the Water Titan or whatever, were those Rook class events or were those lesser or what?
Bishop class events.
Those are Bishop class events. Okay.
Yeah, nobody's turning those guys into Alpha Airs.
What about Tonk Air?
Tonk Air, if, besides requiring a C5 clearance, it is marked as a Knight class event.
Huh. All right, so whatever it is, it's real at least. That, I mean, that was not a given with Molmori.
So what I'm asking is, sorry, what's the name of the Kabuto Syndicate head of the house?
Aro.
Yeah. Aro Shin. Okay. So what kind of threat are they?
So information is a bit sparse as they are not a Duskmantor citizen, right? They're not somebody the Justicar immediately had access to. They are treated as a orange level threat to the Empire with the powers and abilities they have. The Androjani skin grafts, pulling from a creature native to the Vastwood, grants them a heavy protection against magic, as well as enhances the abilities they already have. The part that I guess would stand out that would make you think why Typh would not want to engage in this person, yeah, besides having some immunity to magic, is that they seem to have a government artifact known as the Blade of Bask.
Hmm.
Is that like an Alfier or just a fancy ancient sword of power?
Blade of Bask refers to a holy artifact for the Corleans, dating back to their basically starting god.
Huh.
Can I make some sort of check to see if that seems like that is, I don't know, like legit, how scary that is? Like either knowledge history or bardic check or something?
Yeah. I'll give a knowledge religion or knowledge history.
Can I toss something in there too?
Yeah.
I got a 12 by rolling a natural 1.
All right, excellent.
That thing's not real.
I got a 9.
Yes, with both of your powers combined, you both kind of, yeah. I mean, it's an older god. You kind of know it, right, Keegan? You've heard it, maybe?
Heard the name before, but don't know anything about it.
I have a single point, knowledge history.
That's like the equivalent of someone today threatening you that they have, like, Hephaestus's hammer or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's something where it's just, like, it's too old to really even rank on your pay attention to scale. Mm-hmm.
This is the 1,000-folded blade from Masamune.
The mythology is so old that it is passed into parody. Like... You don't think about people actually worshiping them anymore.
Yeah.
But so in their profile, they have a kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Yudoshin is the son.
And are they any kind of threat, I guess?
They're not marked as a threat to the Empire. You can see that they had dealings with Madame Sangari. They have been recorded. They are in Duskmantor. As you know, Typh did mention that, but... They are also a magic user, following in father's tradition of arcane tattoos, a Naga bloodline. Looks like they have ties to your brother, though.
Mm.
Naga, not gonna be around anymore.
Yeah, so if we weren't going to assassinate this person, I wonder if we could talk them into maybe stepping down before the house war starts.
So that, would take over?
I would assume it would be this uniperson.
Yeah. I think Typh didn't want to involve the children.
Mm.
Also, you said he's in Duskmantor, right? So he wouldn't be in Golden.
Yeah. Mm. What's the prize again for winning Dungeon Crawl?
Typh didn't say it because he is currently going to that meeting to speak with the Big Ten.
Lifetime supply of root beer.
Infinite root beer.
Infinite root beer.
As long as the Punch Junction brand all up, I'm in.
Because I did kind of like the idea of trying to see if they wanted to play Dungeon Crawl with us instead of Orion.
Join us in Dungeon Crawl and give up your company. I do like the idea of trying to talk him, but it's like, the problem is if we talk to them, we give up the whole thing and they can then defend themselves against our assassination attempts.
Yeah, all surprise is lost then.
Yeah.
Maybe. That depends on who talks to them and like what circumstances that happens. Like... Fours, I don't want to speak for you and put you in a danger or anything, but like I know you're real good at like looking like someone else, so there might be ways we can, like, have a conversation with this guy and him not realize that there's a group of assassins in town.
Mm-hmm. That's not a bad idea.
Or we could call him. We don't have to be there in person, you know?
You want to join Amon instead of giving up your... I don't think there's like a hard way to breach this topic that isn't going to give away the...
Can't you just be cool?
Yeah, I mean, because that's cool, that's man. The whole conflict, right? Is like the reason he's doing a house war is to avoid that outcome of being taken over by Amon.
Well, yeah, does I wonder if he knows who delivered the basket to?
I mean, there's at least a few Kabuto guys out there who do.
Yeah, it might not be.
Boris, what's your second personality? What's your alter ego?
Oh, I don't have a specific one.
Well, we do.
I just...
We do. You do.
Oh.
The one everyone loves.
Oh, Jake Palace?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Are we insisting on another appearance?
As a listener of the podcast, I would like to see a recurrence of Jake Palace at some point. I don't know if it'll make sense in this arc, but someday, yeah, I want to see Jake Palace again.
This is Jake Palace saying, give up on the house war. Finger guns.
You ever thought about giving up on everything you worked for and joining Dungeon Crawl International?
Yeah, I'm not seeing a way to get him to agree, except as a way to literally save his own life. Like, it's got to be, we've got to have a blade to his throat, and it's, you know, give up now or die. There's probably something else we can do that's clever, but I'm not thinking of it.
I can think of something that's clever.
Yeah.
We think that Typh doesn't want to have the kids involved. What if he just said that?
I don't know. That's kind of as a passive threat.
Like, well, what I'm saying is, if this Yuna is in Duck's Banner, like, maybe somebody should put eyes on them and make sure that they're not in danger.
Oh, opposite.
Oh, rather than killing Taro, you want to threaten to kill his son?
No, what I'm saying is...
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, like, if we have somebody back at home, like, we should have somebody put eyes on this person and make sure that they're not, I don't know, have people stalking them or something.
With Type Sidious on this mission, he knows we're too soft, or can be too soft. So he tells us they're not going after the kids, while we're out here, they're going after the kid.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh,
right.
Oh, that's... I gotcha.
He's got Super Sniper in town.
Oh boy, here I go kill it again.
We know why Yuna is in Dusk Panther?
I don't know for sure, but I thought Lucius said ties with his brother, which we all kind of glossed over.
Yeah.
Yeah, this might be an idea to give a call to Xavier.
I mean, we should at least figure out what those ties are.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what nature of thing we're dealing with. Are they friends? Are they enemies? Is you know the reason your brother looks all beat up?
As far as the justiciary files have on there is that Yunoshin, on behalf of the Kabuto Syndicate, attempted to broker a deal with Madame Sengari. Madame Sengari is listed as a yellow level threat, also listed as a sangrophage, or vampire. She's also listed as deceased.
But a vampire would.
Like that tells us not normal.
And that it is confirmed, as it also has listed for deceased, the opposing house of Ari, and that's where it references your brother, as the inheritor of the estate and debts of both Sengari and Avori. Xavier is listed as a orange level threat.
Whoa.
Dang. What level am I?
I was going to say, what's Lucius' threat level?
Yeah, what's Lucius' threat level?
This is a one-way ticket to someone getting their feelings hurt.
We looked at it earlier. You guys weren't paying attention. I'm a lesser-known criminal.
Salmon.
Are we just your associates?
No, you guys are all orange.
Bold Requisitions is listed as a blue level threat.
Threat all the same.
Is blue higher or lower than orange?
I think that's resolved.
I think that's as threatening as a glass of water.
It's speed suit blue. It's dealt with.
Threat level red and blue. I'm on property.
Is there any specific listing for me? I'm kind of curious to know what files they have on my condition, if any.
You're listed as a caster. You're listed as having knight class tendencies. You'd be ranked at green as opposed to blue because of that. But you're still not in a threat level worth directly dealing with.
Knight class tendencies. That's K-N-I, knight?
Correct.
I think I'm pissed Dosh off. He's going to bust into that club. I'm a knight level threat, motherfucker.
While you're looking this up, Lucius, the promise, it shows location is in Dustblade Tower, Ephrath artifact. It is a C5 clearance vault, and you do not have enough clearance to know more about the promise.
But we know where it is.
Correct.
Huzzah.
What if we just hijack this plane here and turn it around?
Are we?
I mean, that was we already went through all that. Like we were already planning on using Amon resources to go after the promise, and then Xavier showed up and convinced us to not do that.
But at the drop of a hat, we're willing to 9/11 them.
I had forgotten. Always in the toolbox.
So a recap on Yuna. They're not exactly associates with Xavier. Am I catching that? They just interacted once?
Correct. Looks like they're on the back end of Xavier, double-crossing them by having his own agent. And you've met the lawyer before that betrayed the group that Sengari had hired for the House War.
Okay.
Looks like your brother pulled a Baleem. But the ship will land in the Black Chip District at one of the Starborn Creation airports. Employees here will thank you for your time on the ship and wish you a fun vacation time in Golden. You'll get up to the checkpoint here as they enter in, and they'll go through each of you. And Oswald, is this business or pleasure?
No.
Lucius, business or pleasure?
A little bit of both.
Dosh?
A little bit of both, I guess, yeah.
Egan?
Definitely both.
And Fours?
Pleasure.
Yeah, you'll pass. Once you get into the airport here, you'll start to hear the sound of kind of slot machines going, clangs and whirs of people playing. Holographic illusions and advertisements starting to pop out. Screens, void glass screens showing ads for legal duelists, games of hazard, and talking about the upcoming election and who will get to be Vice King. But most of the people here have a small one, like think like a DBZ scouter, or their peekers up as they're watching bets and numbers pass. But you will enter into the streets. It does remind you a little bit of Dusk Banter because it does have high buildings and things like that. But that's about where it stops. Neon shadows, crowds moving around to different currents here in the Black Chip District. A lot of the Hedron vehicles have been modded so that they either like spew colored smoke or they're extra flashy in a way that is somewhat distracting. But imagine almost any space that can be rented for advertisements is. Most people's vehicles driving by are playing commercials.
Hey.
Like Blade Runner future, but all the buildings are vehicles.
You'll see a guy nearby calling out for golden sushi as he's dipping in corn dogs before scooping them off and chopping them into sushi-like slices. Served with a ketchup and soy sauce mix with dried glanzo pepper flakes.
I'll take one of those.
Oh. Yeah, man. I've definitely got my hard light attendant like rolling my luggage along.
I'll grab a round of the golden sushis for everybody.
They'll fry them up then and there, and they'll ask if you want them classic style or to go. And to go just meaning they're going to leave them on the stick.
To go.
To go. Yeah.
All right.
Wait, what what does classic style mean then? They just put it in your hand?
No, that's where they chop it up.
I thought this was like a roadside like cart.
It is.
And they've got plates? Like it must be like a paper plate, right? Yeah. Sorry, I'm having a real hard time with this.
They got
why would it be anything other than on a stick?
It's expensive. You gotta buy the plate.
They got little tables, and you sit down. And
yeah, and Keegan, to pay and pick up for everyone, you will see that, at least for this food cart, though you can spot it on other ones, you are always welcome to make a bet. Coin flip, either 50% more or 50% off.
This is a dangerous road for Keegan to go down.
I thought I like sun.
Sure, let's.
It's a genetic marker.
Let's give it a shot. One bet can't hurt.
Mm-hmm. All right, odds or evens, Keegan?
Odds.
The server here at the food cart will flash. And we'll
hey! Bonus.
take 50% off as the coin lands in your favor.
Pleasure doing business.
Yeah, I'll get you next time.
Yeah, you will.
Sure, you get someone.
Yeah. Coming up over the next week, it is election season here in Golden. And so they are excited to reconfirm the current running president, Mav Tiki. You see a middle-aged looking void. And of course, everyone's excited to find out who gets to be the Vice King this year. But amongst the adverts, the cars, the neon lights, the signs, the jangle of machines, a liaison will approach. Kind of a squatter Illigan, wearing a hoodie, some track pants, but looks like almost like curved bowling shoes. Nice. Illigan has a Steven Seagal ponytail-esque wig that he wears to cover up his tentacles. We'll flick what's left of a cigarette at the food vendor as he approaches, and Pulaparo, get some of your contact while you're here. You're the fucking Rethi guys, right?
We all just stare at this dirty little man.
Perfect. That's where we will end the session.
Does he have a painted on goatee too, to match the ponytail?
No, but he does have the glued on sideburns.
Fantastic.
So, what?
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe. You know all the stuff. Our intro and outro are from Nylor. You heard Monolithic. You also heard Escape and Laissez-Faire. Sound effects by Pixabay. I know it's a weird time out there, but I hope you're doing well and taking care of yourself and enjoying your time with your community and friends. And no matter what, don't stop creating, making art, and having fun doing it. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.